You think if we did this at Summer Bash, that's what it would sound like?
Yeah, we don't know the words.
No clue about the words. Right, we have the fantasy call with the Preakness coming up at 11:10. We'll end the week on the shuttle run like we always do at 11:30. It's Norman Donovan. We have Snake here live from the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants.
All right, let me ask you guys this.
Okay.
Because Donovan was going nowhere. Donovan had hit a wall.
Nothing.
Yeah. This would have been 8 minutes of silence.
That's right.
Like,
that's not right.
Picked up, Snake.
Because Sean said, do you have any leftover birdhouse tweets? Which I always do, because the P ones always come through. But the one that I wanted to get to the other day that I didn't have time for, and you can play some music. I don't know if you play some music. Little music. Because I thought the answer was 100% yes, but then I started thinking about this more and more, and I'm like, huh. $10 million is deposited into your bank account tomorrow.
Okay, I got it. The answer is yes.
But you have to urinate once an hour, every hour, for the rest of your life.
Once an hour. That is, oh my gosh.
I go number one a lot.
I do.
You would just get a catheter, right? And then you just call
No. The deal would have to be that you have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Just night times would be so miserable.
What about diaper?
No, you can't do that either.
Why not?
What about little plastic urinal?
Like by the side of your bed?
Water bottle?
You're getting up.
I think you can do that. Yeah, I don't think that's...
But you have to have the process of... You can't just...
And no one as a grown person who cannot go number one on themselves would just admittedly go and you'll be okay. Like the first time you did it in a diaper, I don't care how super absorbent it is, you will feel icky.
Yeah, you will.
After that.
Yeah. Right. And if you're doing it eight times.
Right. Oh, I'm just not going to move.
Would be like saturated.
Ugh.
And think about this too.
Wouldn't your dong hurt after a while?
Dong.
Why would it hurt?
You're going to the bathroom like once an hour. That might
You're just pointing and aiming. What are you doing?
I don't know.
What do you do when you go to the toilet?
You beat it.
What's going on with Sean?
You lift up the lid with it?
Try to.
Put a weight on the end of it.
Wait a minute.
Just hunch down, try to lift it up.
Does the human process of urination cause you pain, Sean?
No, I'm just saying, if I did it once an hour, who knows? Maybe it would.
He thinks it's like, I don't even know, like lifting weights once an hour or something.
I think if you would do the hell version of that once an hour, we have some sort of, that may be an issue.
But here's the problem.
But not knowing number one.
Here's the problem, too. Yeah, your bottom would hurt after a while.
Yeah, unless you're chunky instead of smooth.
What? Bottom.
What?
But
you're the one that said it's going to hurt. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you're doing it that much, you're also dehydrating. You're going to have to drink all the time. I don't know, man. This may not be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
$10 million. But
DJ, would you do it?
Wait a minute.
Absolutely.
If it's every hour.
Every hour.
So that during the 14-hour flight from Dallas to Auckland, New Zealand.
Every hour.
I have to get to the airplane bathroom every hour?
Yeah. Yes.
If How's that different than right now?
If you're on a
DJ.
If you're on a road trip.
That was a drop.
That, you know, where everything's like timed out for me, gone a long road trip. Every hour you're stopping to go to the bathroom.
How about boat rides?
Yes.
Ooh.
It's not going to matter.
Ooh.
Time is...
Yeah, whatever vessel you're on.
It's not going to change time constraints.
Fishing all morning could get a little yucky.
Well, just arch it like Calvin over the side of the boat.
I'm not doing it.
Fine. Yeah, I don't think I am either.
It was an easy yes at first, but I don't think I can do that.
It's just the first month of having to physically get up during, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And getting back into bed and falling back asleep, having to get up again. I think I'm out.
Those are all the hours of last morning you didn't sleep.
I know. And usually if you have a couple of sips, You have to go anyway. Because I do go number one a lot.
But not every hour.
No.
Yeah.
Not while I'm trying to nappy nap.
Mark, please.
If everyone...
It's already Mark.
Yeah.
I'll walk into the meeting room and tell Norm it's going to be a heavy pee day. I will.
If everyone in the camp played Hunger Games, who would be the sole survivor? Now, I'm not familiar with Hunger Games. Is it just like a big battle royale?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
You've seen it? You have? Have you seen it?
I'd win.
You can use no other weapons beyond stuff currently there.
I'd win because everybody would think I could kill him anytime. And they'd go off in pursuit of killing the people that could really contend, thinking, I can go get him anytime.
Yeah.
I mean, he's standing right there with a walker.
Yeah.
How's he going to run?
I would take that giant industrial-sized empty bottle of Woodford Reserve and crack it right over your skull first, Norm.
Just to send a message?
To the rest of the place. Then I just shard it right off in your ass, Donovan.
Oh, God, what? Why are you so descriptive
now?
Yeah. I'm just telling you how I'd win the contest.
And I'm just holding it going, why?
Break.
At last, Donnie, at least.
You drop it.
We died together.
Yeah, doing what you love. Getting beat up by me.
Just to win the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
You're so competitive.
I know. Well, it is life or death. Let's see here. There was one more. Oh, yeah, this is from Matt Birmingham.
Uh-oh.
You're damn right, it's uh-oh. If Donovan was bitten by a snake on his lower extremities, would Norm suck out the venom, and would he do it on the air to save your life?
The answer to that is unquestionably yes.
What about, okay.
We just went to
break. We're not talking about the bad part, the yucky man part. But what I'm talking about is, oh, the snake got you right in the upper thigh. On the front part of your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You're like, Norm!
You mean,
Norm!
What you're describing is someplace extremely close to the crotch area.
Yeah, right.
Just a tip.
And then Donovan is so out of it with all the snake venom running through his hands that you're going to have to move his junk around to get in there.
But then Norm would look down there and yell again, snake! Snake!
So we're in a
break. Push it out of the way with your forehead.
So we're in a break. It happens. You have to wait till Spots and Ticker are over to do this.
Why does he have to wait?
Well, the hypothetical is do it on the air.
It's coursing through my body, and you want to wait until we have Spots out?
Yeah.
Get a promo?
Yeah. Sean wants to make it a bit.
Ted Emmerich's DJ update.
Do it on the air.
So let me ask. I take a little, like, jackknife and cut a crosshairs in the wound.
What?
And then I suck all that stuff out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at Donovan, and his eyes are rolling back in the air.
Frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, at first it's
pushing your head
the
down.
Foam coming out of my mouth, but then after a little bit, it's the smile that starts developing.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
And my first reaction would be, geez, he must have done all nights again. All over.
Then my hand kind of starts moving Norm's head a bit. All right. Thank you, Snake. Thank you, Davey. Man, we couldn't have done this segment without you.
Yeah, I got here late.
It's the fantasy call of the Preakness that's about to happen. And we're going to do that next live from the Woofer Reserve Music's Ticket Compound.